Dear Florence, how are you this Friday, the 17th? This is my first attempt at new tapes, and I hope that you get a good recording this time. I'm not about to send you any more tapes that don't record, else you'll go off your rocker. I've got a lot to say tonight, and the first thing I'll say is that my journey over here was pretty good. You've got my cards and the letter telling you that I arrived. And I got to stop in the places where you got cards from, every place but Saigon. And on top of all that, I got back and it was raining, but I had some very good luck getting back. I didn't have to sit in Saigon any time. Seemed like an awful long ride out here this time. I think I'm kind of dragging my feet. I don't know whether I really wanted to leave and come back or not. But I'm sure that by the time this 6 months is up, I'll have had my stomach full and ready for something else, maybe a little home cooking. Today I received the package we mailed with the cloth in it for Banop. I've just unwrapped it this evening after work, and I'm sitting here with it on the bed, and all the cooking utensils I bought, a roaster and a rolling pin and a couple of big stirring spoons and some pie tins. I haven't told Banop yet about the cloth, but she's seen it, I think, because I was in the shower for a minute and she must have come up to call me to dinner because I can see the cloth has been folded in a different way than I had it. Well, I'm trying out my radio that I brought with me, and I can't get anything but this local station. So I guess I'll have to hook up an aerial way up on the big antenna some way to see if I can't get a little more distance away from here. Everything's happened about the same since I come back. I've been trying very diligently to get some spirit up. I haven't got much. I'm not too enthusiastic. This one seems to be doing, yes. Let's see, where was I? Ed come in and said something to me. I don't feel as enthusiastic as I said before, but I feel all right, except I feel like I put on some more weight. And I notice I'm a little fuller in the face, and that always slows me down when I get heavy. So I guess I'll have to struggle and try and lose that sometime, someplace along the way. Today, I guess, was a typical day. Things went on. I can't even remember what in my mind what they were, except we had some big shots down to look over an operation we're going through. You'll probably read about it and hear about it. The Russell River operation, probably. That's in being held in our province and stirring up a few thousand refugees. I went out to the camp once yesterday, take some fellows out there, but my job didn't have anything to do with it much, so I stay out of the way. I suppose this is a pretty good operation because I think they've got a lot of VC cornered. They haven't got them started digging them out of their holes yet, but there's been some heavy artillery blasting into the distance, I can hear. So if you read about it in the papers, it's an operation here in Kwannae Province, and it's across the river from us, back about 30 miles or 40, where they've got a battalion of VC surrounded, and they're trying to dig them out of the holes. Well, there's a lot of people living out there, and they have to bring them in. They're refugees for a while, and we're going to have 30 or 40 tents up, and we'll feed them and try and keep them alive till we can get rid of the VC and send them back home. Most of them are VC connected, or they wouldn't be out in that country, I guess. Most of the refugees. But they're kind of glad to get out of the shooting, I guess. I would be. Well, you know, one of the nicest things that I heard was that the Jets beat the Colts, and doggone, I sure wanted to see that game. I thought, boy, I'd sure like to see it. Well, maybe it'll come up on the television show. Who knows? I hope it does. I'd like to see it played, although I know how it was played, how it's been going on, or how it went on, because I read it in the paper here. Well, we had some dignitaries today. Mr. Cross, the I Corps boss, came down with a big shot out of Saigon. And we had lunch for 11 people. We had so many for lunch that I got let out. There wasn't enough room for me, so I had to take my plate and come up to my room and eat my dinner. Very nice and comfortable that way. I had some good soup and a sandwich, and I rather expected that I enjoyed it more being away than I would being there. Well, I'm telling you about the rains. It's been raining pretty steady, enough to keep the ground wet. Didn't rain today, however, but it's very overcast. And it can rain any minute. It rained a couple, 3 days before I got here, and things were real sloggy. So I put on my boots, and I put on my raincoat, and just went right to work. I told you I bought me some Sears and Roebuck shirt and pants match, and one suit's a gray suit and the other suit is a khaki, and it's short sleeve. They're work clothes. They're very good. I was surprised. I should have bought them a long time ago. Except the shirts are a little heavy. They're a little warmer. Although they're short sleeve, they're not too bad at this time of year. I expect by the time summer comes, I'll have had them washed enough to make them a little thinner than they are. I hope so. When I got into Saigon the other day, I just happened to go down right away to the Air America at Cord's headquarters, and they had a plane ready, waiting for me, I guess, because I just jumped on it and came right on up to old Da Nang. I didn't have any luck getting out of there because I got in at 5 and the planes had all left. But I got an airplane the next day and I was very, very pleased. I got home exactly when I should have, on schedule. And I was real happy and everybody was glad to see me. I think all my Vietnamese friends particularly are glad to see me. They all come around and ask for presents. And of course I haven't had any. Or I didn't bring too many, if I brought any. It seems like I bought those little perfume packets. I give them to the secretaries and they like them pretty well. They think they're wonderful, I guess. Anyway, they seem to think so. And this is a funny outfit. These people, they're so nice. They just give presents, and Mr. Tom, Letom, the boss's interpreter, says he had a present for Mrs. Williams, but he sent to Canton, Canto for it, and it hadn't come yet, so I guess he's got something that I'll be...